Hello, it's all my chaver Mishir Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our Shiurim in Mishnayos, we are doing Masechta Shabbos, Perikid Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and the Mishnah begins: Hazarik biyam arba amas poter. You throw something in the yam, four amas. The Rav explains it went for a length of four amas in the yam. You poter because it's a karmelis. The yam sea is considered a karmelis. The Rishon Lezion says the sea is a karmelis, and also rivers. Why do we mention a yam? Because the yam is min hastam, it's 10 tvachim deep and wide 4 tvachim, but a river that isn't 10 deep or it isn't wide 4 tvachim, its din is like the rishus that river is passing through. As the Magen Avraham says in Simen Shin Mem Vav, Sivkat and Aleph. The Magen Avraham also in Simen Shin Mem Hey, Sivkat and Yudalit, based on the Gemara in Erevin, Dav Chav Beis Amud Beis, says that the Yam is not defined as Rishus HaRabim because it's more difficult to travel in a Yam as opposed to going on streets. And therefore, we can't think of it as Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't matter how many people are traveling in that Yam. Or like Taisa Shabbos says in Simen Shin Mem Hey, Sivkat and Mem Aleph, that he explains that it's not similar, the Yam is not similar to the Machna in the Midbar. And therefore we can't think of it as a Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Mem Hei Sivkat Mem Ches brings two reasons to say why the Yam is not considered like a Rishus HaYachid, even though it's 10 Tfachim deep and it's surrounded with a seashore. One, he brings in the Magen Avraham, Simen Shin Mem Hei Sivkat Yudalid, that the slope is considered like a wall, a slope of the shoreline, only if it reaches to a point of 10 tefachim deep within 4 amas or less. And most seashores don't have such a steep incline, and therefore they're not nechshav like the seashore is surrounding the water. But if there is a sea with such a slope, very steep, or a charitz in the yam like this, inside the yam there is some place where there is an indentation like this, that would be considered as a yachid d'oraisa. But still, midrabanan, we have to treat it like a karmelis. It would be considered like a yachid d'oraisa, because right 10 by 4, but midrabanan, we have to treat it like a karmelis, because it's like a karfif, yosin v'esa saim she'en mokav ledira. It's an open space, and it's wider than 10 base asayim, and it's not, people aren't living there, so we treat that like a karmelis. The Meiri explains that even if it is a very steep slope, still, you can't treat it like Rishus HaYachid. This is like the shita of the Ritva. So before we said that if you have a slope, you could treat it, slope that's very steep, and so within 4 amas you get a depth of 10 tefachim, that could possibly be considered a Rishus HaYachid. The Meiri says no, because he holds like the Ritva brings the Ramban in Erevin, Daf Chav Beis and Beis, that the walls are what creates the Rishus HaYachid. Only if the person who is within it understands that he's standing in a place that's surrounded by the walls. But if he doesn't look at himself as if he is in a surrounding place, it's not considered like walls. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Mem Hei Sivkat Mem Ches and the Bir Halacha in Shimon Dalet Sif Gimel Derei Masel Karpov go into it. Is this also if it's talking about walls that are made by people? Again, thinking of the Great Wall of China, people in the middle of the country don't necessarily look at themselves if they're surrounded by a wall. So is it considered like they're in Rishus HaYachid? Or maybe we don't care, as long as it was made by people, it would be considered Rishus HaYachid. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah there in Shem Mem Hei Sivkat Mem Ches and Bir Halacha Shem Mem Dalet Sif Gimel Derei Masel Karpov go into. Check it out there. Im Ayrakak Mayim, if there was a little pool of water, which means water that isn't above the ground, and it has slime and clay, that's considered a rakak. the Tosfos Yatif says that it's not deep, and the Rishon says we're talking about the normal way that since people are pushing through there, it gets mixed up in there, some dirt, and it becomes a rakak. So if we have this little pool of water, Ushis HaRab Mahalachas Bo, and the Ushis HaRab is passing through it, the Tiferes Yisrael says that, or the Rav says that a lot of people are walking there, or the Tiferes Yisrael says that most people are rogel to go there by foot, as Rashi and Shabbos Daf Ches Menal of the Vremas Ushis HaRab says. So what happens with this type of rakak? Hazorik Latocho Arba'am Eschayef. If you throw into it a distance of 4 amas, you are chayiv. Terezel says it has a din of rishis harabim. The kamei rakak mayim pachas me'asar tefachim. What makes it rakak mayim? Mishnah says it's less than 10 tefachim. Rashi and Rav explain what's the depth that we say it's still rishis harabim, and when it's not considered a karmelis, it's less than the 10 tefachim. So Taisus Yantif says even though up until 10. Is normally a karmelis, and above is a makom tur, as the Rav said in Mishnah Aleph. So here we're going like the Mandiyama in the Mishnah coming up, that the water is considered part of the ground, and we look at the water from the surface of the water. That's when we measure it. Tiferes Yisrael says, even though that Adarabah, a ditch, which is less than 10 tefachim, and Shris HaRabim is like a karmelis, and the depth of 10 tefachim makes the Rishis HaYachid, as it says in Aruch Chaim Siman Shimim Hein Sif Aleph. There, it's not normally a place where people walk into with such a ditch. But over here, people are passing through this water, so it's not Rishis HaYachid. The Rakak Mayim, Mishnah says, Rishis HaRabim Alechas Bo. If you have this rakak mayim and you have the Rishis HaRabim passing through it, Hazor Patoko, Abraham is chayiv, throw within it 4 amas, you're chayiv. I'm not repeating myself, this is the Mishnah repeating itself, as the Rav explains the purpose of the Mishnah going to repeat this idea is to tell you that even though the rakak is wide, like Arba Tefachim, since it's less than 10, we treat it like the Rishis HaRabim, and also telling you that Rishis HaRabim, he wanted to tell you that Rishis HaRabim is people are walking through it to teach you, why does it mention that again, the Rishis HaRabim Alachas Bo, to teach you that even though people are only walking there, only Ayideh Chak, they have no other place to go, so they're pushed to walk through this water, still Hiluch Ayideh Chak is considered Hiluch. The fact that a lot of people go there, even though they don't really want to, is considered a Rishis HaRabim, it's considered a Hiluch. Tesu Rikivi Eger brings in the Gemara, it's mashma, that the diak is that hilach ayideh chak is considered hilach. Walking, even though you're not, it's something you're not normally want to do, it's just you're forced to do it, that's considered hilach. But tashmas ayideh chak lashmei tashmas. If we're looking about whether something is used in a normal way, if it's only ayideh chak, we don't consider that's the normal usage. Tosfos Yatif asks on the parish of the Rav, Circle Ian, yes, he wants a question, because in the Mishnah, Aleph, the Rav wrote that if you have a ditch that's 4 by 4 tefachim, less than 10, it's a karmelis. And that's what the Rav says in Perek Yedalet. And here, if it has water with this slime and clay, we treat it like Rishis HaRabim. Even though here it mentions Rishis HaRabim HaLechas Bo, people from Rishis HaRabim are passing through it, but there it doesn't mention it at all, what's happening there. And he says that the way to explain it is that a rakak mayim, normally there is a slope on each side and it's easy to walk through it, but a charitz, normally there is no slope, it's just an open hole and ditch in the ground, and therefore there's a rabim, are not people aren't walking through it. So that's the difference why one is considered karmelis, one is considered Rishis HaRabim. The Tiferes Yisrael says a ditch in the Rishis HaRabim, 4 wide and amak 10, 9, even though you could put something in it, people could store something there, still it's not like an amud, a platform that's goa, tes, and racha Dalet, because that is considered Shisharaba, because people could lean against it to adjust the things they're carrying. Because that's something that's Nichet Hashmishte, something people could use easily. But here, a ditch, people have to bend down a lot to use it. It's not something easily used, and therefore it is a Nevi Karmelis. Okay, moving on to Paraket Aleph, Mishnah Hay, which in the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and it says, Hazarik min hayam liyabasha, if you're throwing from the sea to the dry land, as Rashi Rav explained, you're going from a Karmelis to Shesharaba, or min hayabasha liyam, going the opposite way, as the Meir explains, from the Shesharaba to the Karmelis, or min hayam lesvina, going from the sea to a boat, as Rashi and Rav say, you're going from a Karmelis to Shesharaba. The first row says, and we're talking at Dafka, within 10 Tfachim, above the water, and when the Mechitzas of the boat are 10 Tfachim high, because otherwise it's a din of a Karmelis, this boat, and you can carry less than 4 Tfachim from it to the sea, and from the sea to it. Even though we say there's no Karmelis in Kalim, that's when the Kli is standing in Shesharabim, but here the boat is standing in a Karmelis like this Sfina, so it would be considered a Karmelis, as Magen Rambam says in Siman Shin Nun Hey, Sifkat Nevav. Okay, so we had all these different ways from one to the other, also some more, Mena Sfina Liyam, if you're throwing from the boat to the Yam, as the Miri says, from Shisei Yachet to a Karmelis, Umena Sfina Lachavert, from one boat to another, as the Miri says, from Shisei Yachet to Shisei Yachet, with the Karmelis, the Yam, between it. But there are all these different cases, your Pater. The Ram Hilchas Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph says there's no Issa D'Oraisa because it's not a Haitzah Mishas HaYoka Shas HaRabim, or the other way around. And therefore, there's no Chiv Misa B'Meis or Chiv Chatzis B'Shogi. But it still would be us in Midrabanan, so the people won't come by mistake to mix up a Karmelis and Rishas HaRabim. What about Sfinos Shuris Uvazu? Your boats tied together, Metaltim Izulazu, you can carry from one to the other. The Rav says, if they belong to two different people, these boats, you have to have an Eruv between them. Okay, it's like two Chatzeris. The Taisis Yatef brings the Taisis from Taisis. He's telling you here that an Eruv works by boats, even though they're not something that are steady, stable in one place. Because the Havamina is that since they're not going to always be there, an Eruv might not work. So we're telling you, Kamash Malan, that it does work. Tiferes Yisrael says, and if they belong to two people, you need Eruv Chatzeris. The Eruv we mentioned, Eruv Chatzeris. And the fact that they're tied together makes it mutter. Still, there shouldn't be four tfachim between these two boats, as the Aruch Haim says in Siman Shenef, Shenan Hay, in the Shulchan Aruch. The Meiri says there shouldn't be any space. It's mentioned there shouldn't be any space between. It doesn't mention even the four tfachim. If Ein Kishuris, Afa Pishma Kafas, what if they're not tied together? Even though they're very close, as Rashi and Rav explained, Makafas means they're close to each other. You can't carry from one to the other, Rashi will explain, because when they start drifting from one to the away from each other, there's going to be a Karmelis that's going to be separated between them, and the Eruv will be batel. So it's not an Eruv that's not tied, the Eruv is not going to last. Sfas Emma says, this is chashash they'll separate. So the Chama were not matter to make an Eruv between boats that are not tied. And if you did make an Eruv, it won't be kosher. And if they separated, you can't carry from one boat to the other, even if they belong both to one person. And Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Nun Gimel, if Aleph mentions, if you have two houses, if there was a Karmelis between them, you could carry or throw from one to the other. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan. Not carry, you can just throw from one to the other. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan, Hay, and Vav mentioned since the Issur Karmelis is only Midrabanan, they didn't make Gzeira, that maybe it'll fall in between. That would be Gzeira L'Gzeira. But Pashut is, you must have had an error between the two people. The Bir HaLacha mentions there, the that this whole sif is talking about above, throwing it above 10 fachim, and if it's less than 10 fachim, as far as the karmelis goes, you have to take a look at the end of Siman Shemen Tes and the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha there, which also have some connection to what we were talking about. Okay, we continue in the next Mishnah, which is Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, which is the Gemara in Daf Kuf Beis Mem Aleph. Hazorik v'niskalach sheyatz miyadam. You threw something, and then you realized, oh, what? I just threw something. The Rashi says, you're throwing on Shabbos, on Shaykeh, you didn't realize it was Shabbos, and then you remembered it's Shabbos. After it left your hand, after the stone they mentioned left your hand, before it landed, you would be potter. Tver Yisrael says, because it's not chilasn v'sofim b'shkaga. Okay? And he says that's why it mentions la'achar, and it just doesn't have a short lashon. V'nisker kodem shenach, why does it have to be nisker la'achar shiyatz miyada? Telling you that dafka in the leaving its hand, he's not potter only if he remembered. But if it's attached to his hand, like with a rope, and he throws something and it's still attached to his hand, he threw the kli and the rope is still in his hand, even chilas v'sof b'shkaga would be potter. Okay, even though if you know throw something normally, but if you have a rope still attached to your hand, connected to the kli, you'd be potter. Rashi and Gemara, Devri Amaskal Parchin and Hanocha, says you threw it four amas in the Rishis Harabim, and in the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel Lachi Gimel says the same din, not necessarily throwing it four amas Rishis Harabim, but also, if you threw it from Rishis HaYachad to the Rishis HaRabim. But the point is that in any place where the Gemara talks about Zorik without to explain where it was going from where to where, doesn't explain whether it's from one Rishis to another or four Amas and Rishis HaRabim, Rashi always explains it dealing with throwing it four Amas in the Rishis HaRabim, like on Daf Ches Mat Alf, Devarim Amaskol, the Zorik. Okay, so you threw it, and after left your hand, you realized that it was Shabbos. Or kolta acher, Tver Israel says, we mean or. Or he didn't remember before it landed, but someone else grabbed it before it landed. Rashi says, never mean it, I was teaching you, that after you remembered and this person caught it, that would be like two people doing the malacha. Okay? Like the other person ran for where he was going to catch it. Okay, so he did the mice as well. The verse Rol says, even though the yad that's catching it is chashuv like four amas, even if the person didn't have a kavana, the person who threw it didn't have a kavana, that it should land into the hand that's catching it, and he wasn't machshav of the hand, still a yad is always chashuv like a makan of dalet amas, like in Shabbos daf hey amet aleph. Okay, kol to kelev, Rashi says that the dog caught it in its mouth. It's not hanacha because you need a makam dalit, as the verse well says in this case also. Or in another case, it was you threw it and you realized that it wasn't, that it was Shabbos. Or you threw it and then someone else caught it. Or you threw it and a dog caught it. That even though the dog didn't move from its place to catch what you threw, it's not like two people doing a malacha, still, since you didn't have kavana that the dog should catch the thing that was thrown, okay, the dog is not considered like a makam dalet amas for hanacha, but if you had intention to throw it, that the dog should catch it, your machshava makes the mouth of the dog like a makam dalet al dalet. That's what the Gemara says. Ocean Israfa. All these things happen, or it got burnt, Israel says, it got burnt in the air before it reached at least three atvachim close to the ground. In all these cases, putter. Okay, the Rav says, he explained the Mishnah that you threw it and you remembered, but if it would have landed from your throwing, you would be chayav v'chatas. That's talking about when you remembered, when you forgot again. But if you didn't forget again, you're potter, because it has to be So let's say you threw it and you didn't know it was Shabbos, then you remember it was Shabbos, and then you lost track and you forgot it was Shabbos again, and then it landed. So that would be a case of fear. Zarek, the Mishnah says, Lasus Chabura, you threw it and you wanted to injure someone. Or Bein Ba'ad, the Mishnah says, well, it was a person, or Bein Be'behema, or was an animal. V'nizgar Cholanas Chabura, and you remembered before it made a Chabura, Potter. Your Potter, verse 12 says, telling you the Chabura, even though there's no Chiv Malachas Chabura, even though, as far as the chiyuv of the malach of chabura, the chiyuv would happen as soon as it left your hand, because when the person, when it actually hits the person, you're not doing anything at that point. Still, as far as malach saw, since you remember between your putter, you're not, it's not showing at the time it landed. Zahaklau, the Mishnah wraps up, as the Rav says, the teacher also a person who is moving something from one place to the next, that if When he started walking, it was b'shagig, and then he remembered before he was stopped to rest. He remembered it was Shabbos. So kol chay v'chatas ein chayav machitei chilas himself b'shagga. Any chatas has to be beginning and ending with a shagig, but chilas b'shagga b'sof azad. You had beginning in mind, you didn't remember, it was a shaggy, and then you knew it was Shabbos. Or Tchilas Azad, in the beginning, you knew it was Shabbos. The Sof and Shkaga, then when it actually happened, it was a shaggy. All those are Peturin, Ashat Hei Tchilas Masof and Shkaga. The whole thing has to be beginning and end with a shaggy. The Tiferes Yerol says, it's kind of strange. We already talked about this, why are we going through it again? And he says that before, the Havamin would be that it has to be shaggy from the beginning all the way through the end. But here, you're talking about the beginning and the end. If you began with a shaggy and you end with a mazid yapater, so the Mishnah is telling you until the whole thing, even if in between there was a mazid thought, you're chayef. Because the yidi in the middle is the yidi l'chatzi shir. That doesn't count. Because you can't bring it back once you threw it. And therefore, as long as the beginning was shaggy and the end was shaggy, that's enough. And we'll see at the end, some more of this, the end of Perek Yud Beis. That's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at 052-244 or sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.